This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Dear listener, we feel your pain, especially today, if you're one of the millions and millions and millions of Americans traveling a long way to see your family.
And, you know, once you get there, it's usually not a Norman Rockwell scene.
More like Noah Baumbach. He is the filmmaker who specializes in dysfunctional family movies. 2 years ago, he made The Squid and the Whale. And now his new movie is out. It's Margot at the Wedding. And Madeline, this is what you discussed when you spoke with him yesterday.
Noah Baumbach, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
This story, your movie, it's about a dysfunctional family. And, you know, I don't want to do the encapsulation and say what the movie's about, since you're here and you could do it a lot better. So
I was hoping you would do it, because I'm the worst person at describing the movie. It's about a mother and her son who travel from their home in New York to the country to visit the mom's sister, who's about to get married to a man that Margot, the mother, has never met before, and sort of a reunion of sorts, and how I suppose ultimately you can't escape your family. That's sort of how I think of the movie in a generalized way.
And the mother is played by Nicole Kidman. The son, he's 12 years old?
12 years old when we shot, yeah. Uh-huh. An actor named Zane Pice.
And so he's on the brink of adolescence. And I just want to play a clip from the movie, a scene between the two of them.
I hope you're not interested in that girl. I find her insufferable.
What does that mean?
It means I can't suffer her. She's loud and stupid, and she goes on about things of which she knows nothing about.
She got into Harvard early.
Stupid people get into Harvard early all the time.
So there you have not a traditional conversation, I would imagine, between a mother and son, a son that's 12 years old. And she sort of talks to him like he's a grown-up,
mm-hmm.
in a kind of neurotic way. And I'm just wondering how you wrote that scene and what you were thinking of in terms of describing this particular relationship.
Well, I do think it's interesting how adults often treat children like confidants or equals when it suits them, or when I think often when they're going through a crisis or something. If the child is the person nearest to them, that they kind of bring them with them. So I suppose in a lot of ways I don't write it any differently than I write anything else. I mean, I just seem like this is the way these characters spoke.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the reviews I've read have described the two main characters, the two sisters, Margot and Pauline, as dislikable characters, as people you don't really want to spend a lot of time with in real life. And I'm wondering, do you agree with that assessment?
Not at all. I think these are people I recognize from the world, and I guess I'm surprised in some cases that some people don't recognize these people. I think in a way it's a way to talk about sympathy, or where, you know, is somebody sympathetic or unsympathetic. For me, it's just not interesting in terms of approaching a movie. I mean, as a movie goer and as a movie maker, I mean, what's interesting is if people are understandable and interesting to watch. I mean, obviously in a popcorn movie, that might be the proper criteria to bring in, but to force your own expectations based on what you think a movie should be. In a movie like this, I just don't think that's the right way to look at the film.
Uh-huh. Well, speaking of upending your expectations, Jack Black,
mm-hmm.
in this
right.
movie. Yeah, an interesting casting choice.
Yeah, it's funny. I didn't see it as so strange. I mean, I wanted a funny actor for the part, but someone who could be funny in the realm of the world of the movie. And Jack was the first person I thought of. I mean, I think even Jack in his bigger comedies is a very grounded actor. I always feel like I really believe him.
You wondering about the mustache?
No, I wasn't.
I had a full beard for a while, and then when I shaved it, I left this part for last. You know, to see how it looked. And it's meant to be funny.
It is pretty funny that he says that, I'd say. You know, sitting in your movie, I just want to talk about the way it looks and the way it feels, mm-hmm. and the way it was shot. You know, I didn't really feel that I was necessarily in the present. I felt maybe there was a bit of the 70s in there. And
mm-hmm.
were you going for that? Were you going for this sort of timeless feeling, or a feeling of a particular era?
Not in any specific way. I think there is a memory quality to the movie, even though it is happening in the present. But it's also about people who are spending time at their childhood home. And I think when you're in a place that you have a lot of history, it is a strange blend of past and present.
And, you know, this is the obvious question that I'm sure you get asked a lot, especially after The Squid and the Whale. How much of it is your memory?
Well, and of course, the funny thing about Squid is that, I mean, I used signposts from my life that people could trace back to my real life, but the movie is really a work of fiction, and it's true of this too. I mean, this movie is as personal to me as Squid and the Whale. I mean, it all comes from me, but I like to use things from my life, from other people's lives, things that I invent, and throw it all in a mix, and it becomes something else.
What about getting that sister relationship and the sister rivalry? I mean, that's a very particular and intense relationship, two mm-hmm. sisters. Was that hard for you to try to get that real intimate love-hate relationship that sisters often have?
No, I mean, it's sort of what writing is. For me, if I understand the character and I put them in a situation, I can figure out how they would really behave and how they would act, I mean, as best as I understand it. And then working with these actresses, I mean, these are two of the best actresses out there, and they come at the roles so similarly. They're both very intuitive actresses, and they feel their way into scenes, and they rarely do the same thing twice and from take to take. And I think because they're so similar in their approach, you feel a kind of sibling bond.
And on set, would they say, you know, this line doesn't feel right, Noah, this is not how real sisters would behave, and I'm going to try it this way, and I think this is the way that we should do it?
No, we don't do that on my sets. I say, well, why don't you try it that way anyway, and let's see what happens.
We'll see what ends up on the cutting room floor.
No, I really shoot the script as it is. I mean, I leave for all the great moments and behavior that I can't anticipate, and I want them to bring so much of themselves to it. I mean, that's what it's about. But at the same time, I want them to do the lines as I've written them.
Noah Baumbach, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
That's Noah Baumbach. He's the director of the new movie, Margot at the Wedding.